in town. It is, I guess what, Pro-Am tomorrow. We got opening round Thursday. The tour stars of tomorrow, many of them competing on the Talons track at Country Hills. Was out there for the media day last week, very excited about it. But they're not all fresh-faced 22-year-old kids coming out of college. An unreal story. Danny Saul joins us, a former caddy, and I guess still caddy, for the likes of Vijay Singh, Mike Weir, now Corey Connors. And just bored in his off-season, I guess, coming to play some McKenzie Tour golf. Danny, how are you?
I'm doing great today. How are you, Ryan?
I'm really well. This is an amazing story. I love it. I guess this is part of the McKenzie PGA Tour Canada. You get all kinds of great stories. I mean, you're obviously a great golfer. You're from the Edmonton area, big Oilers guy. You go on to, you know, at some point say, okay, I'm in a caddy for a living and pursue my passion for golf. But you're still playing. This, how fun is this?
Oh, man, it's great to have some time off from Corey. We had a great year. And you know, I still love to compete and love to play as much as I can. And for me to be able to come up back home, which I haven't been here in a couple of years, to come home and be able to play in Alberta is a great experience again. And I'm really looking forward to seeing a few old alumni mates out playing this week. And, yeah, it's going to be a great week.
Yeah, no, and that's a good point. We had Mike Weir in town for the Shaw Charity Classic back in August, and he had noted when we chatted with him, he was going to follow that tournament and head home, that was going to be the first time he's going to see his parents like a year and a half. Like, I think we've forgotten as people that have been hunkering around home here the last year and a half, you guys on tour have been buzzing around, but getting back to Canada and hanging out hasn't been so easy.
No, it's just been really tough to get home, and obviously get back to the States. Like, I guess right now you can't drive across the border, but you can fly. So, like I said, it's great to be home, and I'll have a few more weeks off before I get back on the road with Corey. So I'm going to enjoy playing some golf and then heading back down to Charleston here sometime next week.
You've been on the bag of some of the greats, you know, Vijay Singh and Mike Weir. There's some big wins there, and maybe the greatest golf moment in Canadian history was courtesy Mike Weir. How was the ride with Corey this year? You've alluded to it twice. He was phenomenal, and I think has really cemented himself as one of the top players in the world, continually showing up with big results at the majors.
Yeah, I mean, Corey's game, when I started with him in January, I worked for him briefly before I started up with Vijay. So I was able to see what he had to go, you know, his game. And we had two top fives on the Corn Ferry Tour. And I had to leave Corey for Vijay for 4 years. And now being back with him, his game is so solid. His swing never changes. His mental approach to the game is that's why he plays so well week in and week out.
It just feels like if he's going to have a week where he's going to putt lights out, just give him the trophy. The way he strikes it, like, it's just mediocre putting is good enough for really good results. But if he's going to bomb in a few 30-footers, give him the prize money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if he gets a good putting, if he gets the ball in the hole, he can take it really low. So he hits tons of greens and lots of fairways. He's one of the best drivers. Anybody that plays with him just can't believe how well he drives the golf ball. And it's not like he's trying to hit it further than anybody. He's just, he knows his target, and it's just this tight draw every time. Pretty special to watch.
Well, you've played on this tour before. You're back in town to play the ATP Financial Classic. Guys like Corey have come up and played through this tour. We see Tony Finau and, you know, I guess what, Aaron Wise won this event a few years ago. He then won on Corn Ferry the next year, then PGA Tour the year after that. All kinds of great Canadian talent that have passed through. What is it like for you now that as a professional full-time caddy to come back and do this? And I guess, are you scratching a bit of an itch? Is it just a love for the game where, you know, if we're going to play, you may as well play tournament golf? Like, this has got to be an interesting experience.
Well, I just feel like it's the more tournament golf I play, the better I do at caddy. And so I kind of really use that approach, you know, playing. And, you know, like a few years ago, I got a sponsor's invite for Mike Weir, and I ended up finishing second. So sometimes taking time off, but being at the top level all the time I've done okay looking at that approach to playing tournament golf.
How proud are you of the Canadian contingent on tour?
Well, it's grown a lot. I mean, just to be able to see just the Canadians play on the McKenzie Tour through these times right now. There's a lot of players. I played last week in at the Elk Ridge Open, and I didn't recognize barely anybody, but I just, their games are strong, and it's just nice to see big contingency with the Canadians out there, and hopefully they can move on like Corey has. And a lot of great players have come through the Canadian Tour and McKenzie Tour, and so it's going to be great to see.
Yeah, you got Brooke Henderson on the ladies' side at the top of the LPGA's. You gotta think she's one of the world's best. And on tour, did you ever think you'd see tournaments where there could be 8-10 Canadians in the field at the PGA level?
That was the whole goal along the way, and I firmly believe that can happen. There's a lot more avenues now to take to make it to the tour. It's yes, it's tougher to make it, but if you play well, I find it's a little easier maybe to get through all the way.
Danny, best of luck this week. Have fun, and we'll be excited to see you back on TV as Corey gets going again, certainly at least in Hawaii for the start of the season. Thanks, man. Appreciate the time today.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on your show. Thanks, Ryan.